Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. As humans, our daily routines and habits shape who we are. And as business owners, your habits, the good, the bad, and the ugly, shape your company. People aren't born with habits. You bind yourself to them over time. The good ones give you much-needed routine and structure, while the bad ones send you spiraling downward. In other words, we either build good habits that help us achieve our goals or bad habits that cut down our ability to succeed. As a business owner, you pick up some nasty habits during your entrepreneurial journey. These bad habits quickly spread to the way you do business, affecting the rest of your team and, inevitably, the financial health of your company. You may not think these bad habits are affecting the financial success of your company, but slowly and surely, things will start to fall apart. If your profit and loss statement regularly dips into the red no matter how much you hustle, then it may be time to take a critical look at your own patterns. Barbara Corcoran, founder of the Corcoran Group and judge on ABC's Shark Tank, says, "Everyone in any business feels like they get stuck. It's called a funk. So how do you get back on track?" Corcoran says you should start by making sure you're not guilty of bad habits that could be stalling your business and hurting your bottom line. If you want your business to be in good shape in the future, know which habits are weighing you down. So what kind of habits are holding your business back from the success it deserves? Here are some bad habits that you should recognize and suggestions on how to break them. Bad habit number one, poor communication. The key to all relationships is communication. This includes the relationship you have with your employees and customers. Good communication isn't just about answering emails or having conversations when needed. It's also about connecting on a human level and building relationships that lead to passionate brand ambassadors. Ambassadors willing to share your message with their network. In turn, this generates massive awareness and profits for your brand. Of course, this level of communication takes time and effort. Many business owners may feel their time is needed elsewhere. However, not taking the time to fix poor communication can really break your business. According to marketing agency 360 Solutions, a business with 100 employees will spend 17 hours weekly or $528,443 per year clarifying misunderstood messages. In addition, small business owners may not understand how crucial it is to have a proper customer relationship management software. The proper software can record every interaction they've had with a customer. This technology might not have been needed when companies are starting out or smaller, but as the business grows, having access to customer data can translate into sales generated. Lack of access can mean sales get stuck in the pipelines. Still, 71% of small business owners and executives surveyed by the WASP State of Small Business Report admitted they don't use any kind of CRM software. WASP is a company that provides methods for tracking inventory. How to break it? Take the time to get to know your employees. Check in with them often. Implement an effective CRM system and practice good communication skills in your daily life. Once you've built a relationship with your employees and customers, don't forget to keep getting to know them. Loyalty isn't something that happens overnight. Only through time and effective communication skills can you continue to improve relationships. These improved relationships will help you understand what the people who make your business want for your company. This is extremely valuable information that can't be purchased. Bad habit number two, letting fear control you. As you probably know by now, failure is a major part of being an entrepreneur. You're going to make plenty of mistakes along the way, and you're going to fail. When I was going into business for myself, I wish more people would have told me that failure doesn't define you. Your actions do. You can either make the best of a bad situation, or you can let failure control you. If you want to be a successful business owner, you have to be willing to accept failure. Instead of being consumed by failure, embrace it. learn from your mistakes, and use those lessons as a foundation for your company's success. Bad habit number 3, fearing change. If one thing in life is constant, it's change. In business, change is inevitable. You have to be willing to change things up to succeed. Don't let the fear of change be what holds your business back from success. How to break it? To overcome the fear of change, focus on the positives and don't be afraid to ask for help or support. And keep in mind that change doesn't have to be scary. Change might be just the thing you need to guide your business to success. Bad habit number 4, not hiring the right talent for the job. Finding good talent that fits in with your work culture is challenging. Furthermore, in this economy, finding the right talent can be tough because traditional ways of recruiting aren't as effective as they once were. The pressure to hire the right talent is intensified in small businesses where teams work closer together and budget is tighter. As far back as 2015, the State of Small Business report revealed 42% of small business owners identified hiring new talent as their biggest challenge. After all, according to the Department of Labor, factoring in related costs like hiring, onboarding, compensation, and severance, one bad hire can cost a company 30% of the employee's potential first-year earnings. Plus, hiring someone who doesn't fit in with your culture can spread negativity to other employees and end up hurting company morale. How to break it? Make sure you have a detailed job description for the position. Use this job description when writing a job ad. Be very specific about your needs for the position and what skills are needed. Also, carefully consider the skills and titles job seekers might be searching for when looking for your ad. The more detailed your outline, the better your chances are of hiring the right person. It's better to know what you're looking for. A college student who works weekends that has unlimited enthusiasm, a great attitude, and previous customer experience than someone to work weekends. Once you've created a profile for your new employee, you can use it as your guide and avoid getting sidetracked. When you find someone you think could be a good candidate, don't forget to check up on their referrals. Finally, be aware of bias hiring, as those often stop you from hiring the people you really need to move your company forward. Bad habit number 5, you don't delegate. Once upon a time, you may have been able to wear all the hats. But as a company grows, it gets harder and harder to keep up. When you first started your firm, you did everything yourself. You met with clients, dealt with vendors, and went to the bank. But after a while, you soon realized that that was not practical or efficient. Small business owners, especially, often have trouble trusting anyone else to do the job. This can stifle growth. It can be your Achilles heel. How to break it? So, how should you decide what to keep on your plate and what to hand off to an employee? Take a crucial look at yourself. The most important thing is to know your strengths and weaknesses and play to them. Delegating keeps your mind freer to do the tasks you're better at. Doing what you do best and skipping the rest is key. There's a philosophy that entrepreneurs have to be everything to everybody, that it's good for them to learn to do things they don't do well. Forget it. Do what you do well and do a lot more of it and delegate the rest. That's how you wind up a success. Bad habit number 6, micromanaging your team. Do you find yourself constantly hovering over your employees? Do you have trouble delegating tasks? If either or both of these are true, you might have a wicked case of micromanagement. No one likes a micromanager, especially your employees. If you're wondering what's holding your business back from success, ask yourself this: am I a micromanager? Not sure if you have micromanager characteristics? Here are some signs that you're being a micromanager. You don't trust employees to do tasks on their own. Your workers avoid you. You have the urge to control everything. You check in with employees multiple times a day. How to break it? If you find that you're being a micromanager, take a step back. Have some faith that your team can handle tasks without you breathing down their necks. And remember, you hired your employees for a reason. Trust that they know what they're doing. And when you delegate, make sure they know they can come to you with questions. Bad habit number 7, you think you're too busy for inventory management. It's true, small business owners have a lot on their plate, so keeping track of inventory might be the last thing on their mind. But it shouldn't be. Properly managing inventory is key to maintaining a positive cash flow. Poor inventory management is one of the top reasons why small businesses fail, according to the U.S. Small Business Administration. Yet, 46% of small businesses don't even track inventory or use a manual process. So what's the big deal with inventory? Think about it this way. Carrying excess goods can lead to a negative number on your cash flow statement. Running out of goods risks ruining your company's reputation as you fail to keep promises or keep up with customer demands. How to break it? At one time, it may have been tolerable to manually track your data by hand. But if you want your business to grow, you need to prepare for growth. This means having the ability to forecast your needs properly. That means implementing an inventory control system that offers data capture and custom tracking solutions. If that's not feasible, consider hiring a third party to implement a proper system if you can't handle it on your own. Bad habit number 8, not being relevant. Refusing to be relevant is business suicide, almost like failing to keep tabs on your competition. With all of the tools that today's digital age offers, why not take advantage to give yourself a leg up? Some business owners may refuse to implement mobile marketing or a proper customer relation management system because they believe their own system works. However, consumers are changing, and the ones with increasing purchasing power, millennials, want a more seamless way to do business. This means digital tools are required for any business wanting to stay ahead. To give you an idea of how much millennials can affect the marketplace, millennials' spending power in 2022 has been estimated at $2.5 trillion. How to break it? Whether it's a CRM or business intelligence tools or email marketing or mobile marketing, don't ignore what your competitors are doing and what your customers want. Forward-thinking business owners are continuously staying up to date in their industry and surrounding industries to make sure they don't fall out of favor. For instance, 90% of U.S. smartphone users said they use their smartphones while shopping. So, it's a good idea for your business to have a mobile-optimized site and participate with retailer apps that offer deals or loyalty programs. In today's world, traditional advertising is no longer as effective with the modern consumer. Smart email marketing has proven more effective with them. So, why not invest in a system that will increase your brand recognition while bringing in additional streams of income? Bad habit number 9, refusing to change your plan. Plans are meant to be broken. We know that every business needs a clear and realistic plan. It's more important that business owners are flexible enough to change their plan based on the market, competitors, and customers' feedback. This might prove to be tough for some business owners. They have spent countless hundreds or even thousands of hours planning a vision for the business's future. But adapting quickly and surviving are instrumental in the competitive business world today. How to break it? It's crucial to plan. But be prepared to abandon those plans if the evidence points you in a different direction. Once you start a business, it should no longer be your ego that's most important. Rather, you should focus on answering to your employees and customers. Hire the right people and train them effectively. This way, you can trust their judgment when they tell you your plans need to be changed, and you'll feel better about letting go. Bad habit number 10. Taking on too much at once. As a small business owner, you're constantly trying to keep up with all the spinning plates. And you may feel like with one wrong turn, a plate will come crashing down to the ground. Small business owners tend to spin too many plates, also known as taking on too many tasks at once. I once owned my own business, so I've definitely been there, and at some point, you probably will be too. How to break it? Studies show that multitasking can reduce productivity by as much as 40%. Focus on handling one project at a time instead of juggling multiple tasks at once. I know, easier said than done, but the more you do it, the easier it will get. Bad habit number 11, not protecting data. Think about all the sensitive data that companies collect. It's ridiculous to think that businesses aren't taking steps to protect that information. After all, how are you going to win back the trust of customers if the inevitable happens? Why isn't data more protected? It's because businesses underestimate the disastrous effect of a security breach. According to a March 2022 survey from Digital.com, 51% of small businesses don't have cybersecurity measures in place. Of those who don't have cybersecurity measures in place, 59% say their business is too small to be a target. They don't believe that their company will be majorly impacted financially if hit with a data breach. This kind of mindset is dangerous, especially for small businesses, as 60% of cyber crimes are directed at smaller institutions. Despite the magnitude of this security threat to a business, only 9% of small businesses have mobile security, and less than half protect their email or internet data. How to break it? Don't wait for something bad to happen before you take action. Instead, smart business owners prepare ahead of time. Create social media policies, install software to monitor and protect data and networks, and have a backup plan in case a disaster hits. Ask yourself, can you recover lost files and access business records quickly if needed? Bad habit number 12, blaming others for your mistakes. When you were a kid, you likely passed the blame onto a friend or sibling to avoid getting into trouble at some point. Some people grow out of this habit, while others don't. If you're a small business owner who likes to shift the blame onto others, you may have to say goodbye to business success. How to break it? If you want your business to survive in this crazy world, you need to stop shifting the blame off your shoulders. Stop making excuses for yourself. Stop passing blame onto others. Own up to the mistakes you've made. Blaming others at your business is not only toxic, but it also drives top talent away. Rather than looking for reasons why something isn't your fault, fix the problem, learn from your slip-ups, and move on. Bad habit number 13, being a perfectionist. We all know by now that nobody is perfect, but that doesn't mean small business owners don't strive to be perfect in all things they do. And believe it or not, aiming for perfection can hold your business back from success. When you constantly strive for perfectionism, you're only setting an unrealistic bar for yourself. If you want to be successful in business, you need to stop letting perfection hold you back. How to break it? Instead of setting unattainable expectations for yourself and your business, accept the fact that you will make mistakes, and that's okay. Mistakes will only help you grow stronger, and mistakes will make your business stronger in the long run. Bad habit number 14, not checking in often enough with your accountant. Let's be honest, unless you're focused on accounting all the time, you aren't going to get it. There are too many rules, and as your business grows, the rules only get more complicated. Nonetheless, small business owners probably aren't calling their accountants as often as they're calling their attorney, banker, or insurance agent. As a result, 32% of small business owners end up not even setting aside enough money to pay their annual income taxes. How to break it? Having a good, healthy relationship with your accountant is imperative if you want to be on the inside scoop. They can help you manage your cash flow or get better understanding of new laws and regulations in your industry. Accountants are so vital to the success of your business. You should check in often, probably monthly, so that any problems can be discussed immediately. Also, ask yourself if your accountant is the right person for the job. After all, they're handling every detail that either makes or breaks your business. Other questions you should ask yourself: is your accountant aware of your goals? Is your accountant aware of transitional times in your business? Is your accountant up to date on laws and regulations? Bad habit number 15, allowing poor health habits to keep you from reaching maximum potential. When it's your business, it can be hard to know the boundaries between work and home life. After all, you're probably thinking about your business every waking hour. Nonetheless, it's important to your health and the financial health of your business if you're on your best game. Remember, only 20% of startups make it past the first year. You don't want to be part of that statistic. Whether it's working nonstop or creating an unhealthy office culture, what is it about your health habits that's keeping your brain from working at its highest potential? How to break it? Do a careful inspection of your habits. Are you staying late in your office every night to finish work? Are you eating lunch at your desk every day? Doing so may be sending a clear message to your team that you expect everyone else to act the same way. If you're sending emails in the middle of the night, what does this communicate to the rest of your team? Most likely, it's saying that they should be logged in during off hours or be in work mode constantly to answer your emails. It may seem necessary to work as many hours as possible to get the work done. But it's also important to remember that working smarter, not harder, always wins where creativity and innovation matters most. Bad habit number 16, no boundaries between work and play. The 9-to-5 work day is practically dead. As if you weren't bad enough at switching off, the pandemic had many of us work from home. Now we've blended work and personal lives all into one space. It's hard to know when to stop working, especially when it seems like there's always more to be done. But those loose boundaries between work and home are bad habits. If you never switch off, how can your brain ever be up to scratch for difficult work? It's hard to tear yourself away from work, but rest will make you a better worker. How to break it? Crush this bad habit by setting firm boundaries. For example, finish work at 7 p.m. sharp, no excuses. No working Sundays. Be proactive, not reactive. Know what you're doing when and why. A rested brain is a powerful brain. You'll thank yourself later. Bad habit number 17, you're more reactive than you are proactive. Being reactive means you only respond to unanticipated events after they occur. Being proactive means you anticipate possible challenges and prepare solutions before they even occur. But let's face it, the truth is, no company can be proactive in every situation, because no one can really anticipate every possible disaster or problem coming their way. However, there are things you can do to prepare your business to be more effective in dealing with these challenges. How to break it? Having a proactive mindset is crucial for small business owners. If your business strategy is more on the reactive side than it is the proactive side, here are some things you can do to shift from being reactive to proactive. Get to know your ideal customers. It will allow you to do things that focus on attracting the right people and retaining them for the long haul. Focus on improving your company based on product vision and customer feedback. Listen to what your customers have to say. What are their needs, wants, and preferences? How can you innovate your product offerings to be able to accommodate these demands? Use data to predict future trends and inform your marketing efforts and how to develop your offerings. Set trends according to the data you collect. Focus on what makes you unique and be proactive about continuing to promote and develop that key differentiator. Look outside your industry and business to get ideas on how to innovate your products or offerings. Bad habits need to go. The sooner you do, the sooner you prosper. If you build your business around you and you don't design it to a point where you are replaceable, then you will own it. It will fall apart if you need to take a vacation or face a family emergency. If you possess any of these bad habits, 2023 is the best time to get rid of them. Your New Year's resolution should be focused around forming new business habits, ones that will propel you forward, and getting rid of the bad ones that are weighing you down. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with Score, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. That's southeastnj.score.org. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.